Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My series is continuing. Oh my God. Waking up early morning on a Saturday and doing your work, you feel great. Not easy, right? Entrepreneurial life. Who the heck wants to wake up early on a Saturday morning and sit down and create content? But you do, that's your passion, right? I slept late too. I think we slept, my wife and I. We have this Friday night mastermind, and which is in itself is supposed to end at around 10:30, 11, which is when it usually ends. And some of the people from the mastermind head home, and then we sit down, and oh my God, we just go crazy sometimes. Some of the people there are just incredibly amazing, and we have the leader there just expounding on incredible stuff, which just kept on going, and we learned so much. There's nothing like hanging around awesome people. You can learn a lot. You want to always hang around people that are better than you in some way, shape, or form. You learn a heck of a lot. So we come back at 2 a.m., right? And I set this alarm because I'm supposed to wake up early morning, because Tanya, our team member, had assembled all these questions. Unfortunately, we tried a Zoom interview. We thought she could interview me. We could record the questions and answers and publish them, but she's in Manipal in southern part of India in Karnataka, and there's a thunderstorm and the internet connection is terrible. So sorry guys, you'll have to hear my monotonous drone, or hopefully an exciting drone, because I'm excited. I woke up early in the morning. Hope you're excited too. So it's early morning, 9:36 a.m. for me here in Dallas, Texas, actually Plano, Texas. I'm just sitting in front of my MacBook Pro and I'm delighted because I have my iPad Pro. I'm all geeked out technologically, right? So I have my Blue Yeti that's helping me record. So I'm sitting here and I'm on to the next question, right, people? The next question from all of you, I don't know whether it came individually from you or from Quora or some other place. The question is, my schedule does not allow or does not have any time in it for friends and family. And I'm an entrepreneur. I'm working in the daytime in my job, and in the evenings I'm working and tinkering in my labs. I mean, ignoring my friends, ignoring my family, maybe my parents, my wife and kids. Will I eventually regret this? Oh God, will I eventually regret this, right? So the answer is yes, you will regret this. So there is something called sustainable environment. Maybe I should introduce a third element. Remember, we talked about a couple of episodes ago that you have to create this endless runway financially and sustainably. Sustainably could be your own energy levels, positivity of your environment, but sustainability also includes friends and family. You cannot tell your 3-month-old kid, I'll be back 15 years from now because that's how long it's going to take for my business to become a multi-billion-dollar business. See you little Joey, bye-bye. No, that's not how life works. You will certainly regret that for the rest of your entire life. So how do we do it? Well, nothing better than our own personal story. My wife Shaku and myself were working. She was working. We were living then in Chicago, not in Dallas as we do now. And my little kids at that time were very little. Son was just barely born. My daughter was a couple of years older. And we were living in Schaumburg, Illinois, one of the suburbs, Streamwood actually, very close to Schaumburg in Illinois. And I was working in Accenture, my wife was working in United Airlines, and we were the hustlers, the side hustlers, when the term side hustle was not even born or popular yet. We were almost close to digital, slightly pre-digital era entrepreneurs on the side. So yeah, so that was our environment situation, and we did not want to regret it. So we just designed our business. First of all, we made it a V business. That means my wife would go off in one way doing her job. I would go off in the morning in another way. But when we came back home, we played with the kids And but they were little. I mean, by 7 o'clock they would be off to bed. So we would spend an hour, 2 hours with them, have fun, play, make sure we spent a good amount of time. And after that, it was my wife and I doing our side hustle, our business on the side together. Right? So the most important people in my life were a part of my schedule. Maybe they did not get 5-6 hours in the evening. Well, from what I understand, most of you that are not doing a side hustle are not giving that time to your family either. You're watching TV. Somebody gave me some ridiculous statistics that the average amount of meaningful time that a parent spends with their kids in America is, I don't know, some 17 minutes or something like that. You can Google it and find out. It was a ridiculously small number. I certainly did not want to be a part of that statistic.
Hey, are you in your 20s looking for the breakthrough in your career or finances or a side hustle but unsure of the starting point? If so, we have good news for you. For a limited time only, we're offering a free one-on-one 30-minute call with our mentor to discuss your dreams, goals, and ambitions and discover a way to begin your success journey. Book your free call now at http://bit.do/bookmymentor.
So, and our goal and mission, you know, in our case, we were lucky in a few years, by the time the kids were still in school, my wife actually got financially independent from her job because of our side hustle way sooner, because we did not need a lot of money and we didn't want to replace our income entirely. We had other priorities, namely kids. And we would also have my parents or her parents visiting us fairly regularly. So you can tell us that we had a pretty good amount of time. We had to, in some sense, because we had them over for several months every year. We would either have my parents or my wife's parents with us. So we put ourselves in a position by bringing them here that we had to spend time with them, right? So again, why? Regret minimization. We did not want to regret what we did not. We always regret, as Jeff Bezos said, what we did not do. So we wanted to spend time with them, so we did not regret that. It's our regret minimization strategy, right? We also did not want to not try a business, because we would regret not trying a business either. So we just fit all of them in. We just did not fit in too many things. We did not have our Indian friends, as we call it, hang out on Friday night and Saturday, maybe even Sunday afternoon, having an incredibly hectic family life. Or now we see people doing that around temples. Yeah, whatever the case might be. So we all have our weekly associations, whatever the case might be. And some of them are high in spirituality, quote unquote, wink wink, and some of them don't, right? So we decided to pull ourselves out of those associations. So we spared several hours, let's say from 6 or 7 p.m. all the way to 2 a.m. That would be 5, 6, 7 hours on Friday night. And instead, we chose to have business masterminds then. And we did the same thing on Saturday nights. That is another 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. Right there, 10, 15 hours. You can literally run a side hustle out of that time. So we pulled ourselves out of certain low priority things and hanging around people in parties doing meaningless discussions to have more meaningful discussions. Very carefully selected group of people, made our reference group extremely high in standards, right? Personal standards, values, everything, that ambition level, blah, blah, blah. Made sure that we accommodate our family enough, and that's subjective, that's up to you, enough into your life so that, again, you don't regret it. Now, if you're having this crazy notion that, oh my God, my kids will be young only once, I have to give them all my time from evening and even after they sleep at, one is 6 months old, one is 2 years old, 2.5 years old, and they're sleeping at 7, 7:30, and I want to look at them sleep so beautifully and innocently from 7:30 to midnight, you're crazy, you have a problem, right? So for us, we thought that was crazy. So we would spend some time with them, off to bed they went, and off to business we went, right? Parents are here, we had carved out, we literally had scheduled time with my parents. I remember having 1 hour a day with them at a time when it did not interfere with my job, at a time when it did not interfere with my business. Maybe I would mix it up so that we were all together playing with the kids. So there were smart ways in which we were optimizing, no doubt about that. but we blend it in. So we literally schedule time, right? Either with kids or with family members. And there were some high priority events. Maybe we did not see our close friends and cousins every weekend, but maybe we saw them once a quarter, right? We would schedule in important events. Maybe they were weddings, I don't know. Maybe there were important family events going on. And we also scheduled, we had a lot of family in India. So we made sure that once a year we headed off to India for at least 2 to 3 weeks and spent some time. So you got to do what you got to do, my friend, but you can do everything you know you need to do. So hope that helps. So you do prioritize, you will regret things that you don't do. So you make sure you accommodate your friends and family. Your kids are a measure of age. They're not going to sit around and wait for you year upon year upon year, not growing up. They will grow up. They will go away. Or, you know, you can figure out creative ways in which you can all become best friends and live close to each other for the rest of your lives. You know, I wish that upon every one of you, because your kids are your best friends, right? So awesome. Hope that helps. And I enjoyed making this. I hope you are enjoying listening to it and you're taking notes. And these are very, very important topics. I hope you're understanding that and you're getting some ideas. Maybe some ideas you're not agreeing with me. Come back to it. We are open to that. And if you have better ideas than we do, we are welcome back. You know, send an email to info@thecryptonites. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my other podcast. info@thementorshipprogram.co. And send us your ideas, and maybe we'll have you as a guest speaker. We will interview you instead of me giving the content here, generating the content here. So hope that helps. My usual standard caveats, convert these into action items, make them useful, implement them. When you get great results, let us know. Also, rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Google Play and share it with your friends. Okay, so excited. And let me also read out my next question that I'll be covering in the next episode. How do you define a successful entrepreneur? When do you consider an entrepreneur to be successful? Exciting question. We'll cover that in the next episode. Looking forward to having you back soon. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us. And it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.